On Monday, 20-year-old Asithandile Kwasa Lugalo was fatally stabbed by a suspect who has since been arrested. Speaking to her friends, who described her as bubbly, outgoing and happy, friend Yonela Zachikela recalls their fondest memories together.
I met with Kwasa at Res early this year, January. I didn't know that she would be my roommate. Then when I got there, I saw this lovely girl when I opened the door and she introduced herself. Hi, I'm Kwasa Lona Asemahle Asithandile. She was so bubbly and I was so impressed. Like, I did not expect such a warm welcome. And I was like, why do you have so many names? I said, no, they are all my names. You can choose which one to call me. So I decided to call her Lona. People thought we were sisters. They would ask me, Yonela, where is your sister? No, she's not my sister. We were res mates. She was so lovely, bubbly, crazy, like me. I just saw myself in her. And we got along so well, which is something I did not expect, because I've heard stories about resmates, roommates, and all that. But she was different. Me and Lona shared so much. She showed me a picture of Zozibini, Miss Universe, and she said, Yonela, this is my role model. And I said, wow, I also like Zozi. And she showed me videos, letter from Zozi. She was so happy. She was a happy soul. Lona was always happy.
Friend Buhle Sweleni had this to say.
I first met Kwasa here in Joburg at South Point Central. We were in a line to get our keys from South Point, and she came to me and asked if I was the one that was visiting her high school last year in 2019. And she seemed like a very bubbly person. She talked like, yeah, she seemed a very bubbly person. And that's how we started communicating. And even when I saw her on campus, we chatted like, hi and hi, you know. But we were not used to each other at that time. We attended the same course, you know. I made many, many memories with Kwasa. Kwasa was a mood lifter, you know. When I was in class, I didn't feel like I was in class yet till she arrives. When she was not there, I felt lonely, you know. I would be waiting for him. Even if the class started, I would not be focusing on the lecturer. Because Ukwasa always like woke up late and arrived late in class. But when she arrives in class, she would look for where I was sitting and we would always be laughing in class.
Zachikela further described Lugalo as motivating and hardworking.
So she would tell me, I won't give up. On even when I say, oh, this assignment is so difficult. Now I don't know if I still want to be a doctor. She'd be like, no. We came to VEDS to be doctors, not to be failures, remember? She would always say that, and she would keep motivating me. And I used to tell her about where I come from and everything about my life. She would say, me and you, Yonela, should be motivational speakers. We've been through a lot, and we achieved, and we are still going to achieve. We just don't have to give up, not now. Just have to push, try harder, work harder, till we get where we want to go. She was looking forward to get with her life and have her future dreams, plans, and everything. The only thing I can say now to her is, rest in peace, Malebovu. Rest in peace, Mami. Lalango xolo ntombi encinci. Noko uphilile lapha emhlabeni.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Deka Asma. Story compiled by Ivan Piguas.